opposed to even had he converted on one of them, it would have been a tie ball game. Had he made the 2-point conversion, and it would have been, it really could have been a very different circumstance coming down to the wire here. But regardless, Albany showed what it takes to hang on to a lead no matter what happens in that second half.
Just this goes to show me that you can't write off USA. This team is definitely, even though they might be down in numbers, this may not be the USA team of the mid-2000s, but this team is tough. I was worried about the low numbers. I was worried about losing a playmaker in Micah Kramer. But this team played tough. Landon Zimmer did a nice job. Colin Gettle really ran the ball tough. He's definitely a guy to keep an eye on. He had an excellent game, and they were very solid in the trenches, and that defense played so much better as the game went on. I mean, you take a team that scored 36 points a game and you hold them to 20, that's job well done. You shut them out in the second half, job well done. They took away Lemke, and part of that was on the ugly offensive coordinators, but they quit going to Lemke. They tried to work in some other guys, and the momentum completely changed, and as the game started, it was all ugly, and when the game ended, it was all USA, and if there was another quarter to play, I wouldn't be afraid to say it. We might see another Patriot score and this game go on. But again, with the low numbers, USA cannot afford injuries. And it goes to show you that that offensive defensive line of Ubley is very good. But when you take one or two of them pieces away, they were vulnerable. And USA exposed them. They showed that they could play action pass if they need it. So they have a creative playbook. Coach Hahn has this team playing very well. And I know, looking based on our predictions in the round table, we didn't expect that from USA. We were just worried they lost too much and that Ubley would have enough to be able to overpower them. But boy, were we wrong. USA played a very tough game and slowly improved as the game went on to make this game as close as it was.
Time of possession-wise, USA almost doubled up Ubley. 31 minutes for USA, 17 minutes for the Ubley Bearcats. Really, of the Ubley's six possessions, three resulted in punts. The other three were touchdowns for USA. Seven possessions, three were turnover downs, two punts, and then two touchdowns altogether. But we take a look at the individual stats. Ubley rushed for 243 yards on the night on 29 carries. For the USA Patriots, a total of 269 offensive yards, so just 26 more than Ubley. 244 rushing yards, so a yard difference between the two squads. 243 for Ubley, 244 for USA.
Well, it's a great stat. You look at it and go, wow, USA outrushed Ubley by 1 yard. But USA ran double the amount of plays to get there. 55 rushing plays to get there, where Ubley only had 29. So that was kind of my point. And the drives where Ubley scored, they scored in four plays. Uh-huh. There was a chunk play of 20, a chunk of 17, and then an 8, and then they scored from 15 yards away. Where USA on their drives, they were 7, 8, 9-minute drives. Very methodical. They were 3 and 4 yards at a time, used all four downs to get first downs. So it was either Ubley scored in four plays, or it was three and out. There was no difference. It was a scoring drive, or it was a quick punt.
And Dave, as you go and turn that light on in the corner there for us, as we'd prefer to see, so we can read these stats out for you. And let's take a look here. For the Ubley Bearcats, they were led by, no doubt, Ethan Lemke, 14 carries, 156 yards, and all three scores for the Bearcats of 20, 44, and 5 yards for Ethan Lemke. After that, William Spicer, actually, 7 carries, 55 yards. Shane Osentoski, 3 carries, 22 yards. And Casey Sweeney, 5 carries for 10 total yards. Casey Sweeney threw the ball once. That was incomplete. For the USA Patriots, they were led by Connor Gettle, the sophomore. Very bright future for this player. 23 carries, 129 yards. And I do believe one touchdown. Nash Morton had the other touchdown, or 7 carries for 32 yards for him and a score. Cody Pulaski, 9 carries, 32 yards as well. Chase Sewer, 6 carries, 21 yards. Landon Zimmer, 7 carries as the quarterback for 20 yards. And Matthew Harrison, 2 carries for 10 yards. Through the air, Landon Zimmer, 1 for 4 for 25 yards, which is a completion to Jeremiah Hahn.
Like I said, I like what USA did. They really worked on getting a lot of guys the football to see, but they really didn't find anybody that stood out other than Connor Gettle. Nash Morton towards the end had a couple nice runs. Chase Suber had a couple nice runs, but really nobody was able to break through this Bearcat defense, and I think it's a credit to them. They played very well. They did, you know, lose control of Gettle there a little bit. The defensive backs started to creep in, and Coach Hahn is smart enough to know that. When he sees those defensive backs cheating in, he'll dial up play action on first down if he feels like he can burn them. And he did once, and that set up their first touchdown. But I see creativity in the playbook that USA will use throughout the season. And this team, in my opinion, they impressed me so much. I think USA could be that 5 or 6 win team that makes the playoff, that squeezes in. I don't know if they got enough depth, enough playmakers to make a deep run in the playoffs, but this team certainly impressed me enough to at least put them back on my radar of a team that might make the playoffs. And I still love what the Bearcats are doing. I'm tired of talking about the coaching carousel, but I'm going to mention it one more time. You can see they got off to a good start, but when it was time to make adjustments, I don't know if the kids were quite ready. So I think with another week of practice, it's a short week, another week of practice, they survived this game. I think the Bearcats are in good shape and up for the challenge against Harbor Beach coming up in a couple weeks.
Taking a look at other scores in the area, last we checked, we had at the end of the third quarter, Harbor Beach was leading Bad Axe 34-6 in that one. And at halftime, it was Marlette and Reese tied up at 7. And just 2 minutes and 20 seconds left now in the fourth quarter, and it's still that 34-6 score for Harbor Beach, leading the Bearcats by 20, or leading the Hatchets by 28 points. They had the Bearcats successful tonight 20-12 over USA. And then not a whole lot of action going on otherwise in the area. No update on that Marlette Reese game.
Right, a lot of our local teams played last night. The tendency is a lot of teams choose to play on Thursdays before Labor Day hits. So a lot of teams played yesterday, as we covered in the pre-show. But, very curious to see how Marlette and Reese finishes up. Tied at the half, 7 apiece. Marlette, especially known for their offense, to hold Reese to just 6 or 7 points is pretty impressive. But curious to see who squeaks out a win in that game. But, again, we had the game to see in front of us. Definitely a quality game to start our season. And it was fun to watch, and you just felt that another few seconds and USA could have completely flipped this game over, forced overtime, and anything could have happened at that point.
Before I ask you for your final thoughts here tonight, Dave, tonight's presentation was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning, Morse Motors of Sales of Carroll, DS Services of Cass City, Morse Shoreline, Chevrolet and Buick and Seawing, Randy's Hunting Center of Bad Axe, Countryside Sales and Service, Stax Market of Owendale, Ubley Motor Service, Valley Enterprise of Ubley, D&M Cabinet Shop, Bayport State Bank, McFay Insurance Agency of Bad Axe, and Sure, better health, better life. Are you sure? So, Dave Hansen, your final thoughts from tonight.
Looks like I just got an update from Marlette. Reese actually has played well in the second half. They actually shut out Marlette in the second half. 27-7, Reese defeats Marlette. So make a good adjustment there in the second half. As for our game, 2 well-fought games by 2 tough teams. I was really impressed with USA. I kind of thought Ubley was a team bringing enough guys back, a little deeper team. I really liked their linemen. I thought that they could really run away with this game, and they got off to that start, but they got stuck in neutral, and fortunately for them, USA couldn't quite get over that hump and steal this one from them. But credit to USA, they played really tough. Ubley was really good as well. Very few mistakes, very few penalties by these teams. A clean game, and I look forward to them playing well as the future goes on, and I'm glad we started with this game, Clark. A very quality game by both teams.
And a potentially brighter future than initially anticipated for the USA Patriots.
Well, again, it's tough. You just don't know a lot about each team unless you go to each practice of each team and spend a week there, not just one day.
Yeah.
And obviously there's not enough time, money, energy to be able to do that in a day. So I was happy to see that both of these teams are going to be very competitive teams throughout the year.
So on behalf of Dave Hamson, in-game analysis, our director of sports information tonight, Rochelle Thompson, our spotter, that would be Dwight Gasho. Pushing the buttons back in the studio with Grant DeSoto, and I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's. We certainly did. The season is underway, and we return to the airwaves next Thursday as Bad Axe hosts the Vassar Vulcans in week number 2 coverage. Remember, the strong side returns in week number 3. Until then, so long.